Happy Thursday, Squamish. First off, of note this week is that the baby blue old Elaho logging silo, off of Highway 99, 1450 HWY-99, was demolished, as the photo by Heather Sidsworth shows. Here's a pic of it before. So long, silo, okay, now from the past to the weather and what is in store for us today. According to Environment Canada, today, we will see increasing cloudiness. The wind will be light except blowing from the north at 30 km per hour over southern sections this morning. We will reach a high of 2°C today. Overnight, it will dip to minus 4°C tonight. It will be cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers early this evening, then clearing. The wind will be light except blowing from the north 30 km per hour over southern sections. Believe it or not, sun is in the forecast after that through the weekend. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 23 is at 7:57 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:53 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its last quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 33.38%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 3:03 a.m. Moonset is at 11:26 a.m. Duration, 8 hours and 23 minutes, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sandspit, within Haida Gwaii, which saw a high of 9.1°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 1.8°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 22 was Cranbrook, which dipped to 20.1°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Bonnie Island, southwest of Prince Rupert, which could reach 8.2°C. The coldest spot in the province is predicted to be Sparwood, which could see a low of minus 16.6°C today. Tides today, the next high tide is at 11:11 a.m., height, 4.22 meters. The next low tide today is at 7:20 p.m., 1.54 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.8°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 7.6°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2009 at 5.7°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.4°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. The advice for today from avalog.co is: avalanche conditions are favorable for venturing into bigger terrain. Use extra caution in steep terrain where a fall or small avalanche could have serious consequences. The snowpack is generally stable. It may be appropriate to step out into more complex terrain. A hard crust on the snow surface will help strengthen the snowpack, but may cause tough travel conditions. Use caution above cliffs and terrain traps where even small avalanches may have severe consequences. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Grooming. Backcountry access road to Upper Shannon Creek Bridge, 3 km return. Last groomed, January 22. Grooming starts from Lodge, Sky Pilot Valley Trail, 5 km return. Last groomed, January 22. 0.99 cm of snow at the snow groomer turnaround at 1,050 meters. 0 cm new snow over the last 24 hours. See more of the conditions at the gondola. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of upcoming events that stood out to us. Jan. 24. Check out Freaky Friday 90s, 2000s night with Crippled Wheel Pete at Trickster's Hideout, at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. This isn't just a party, it's a vibe. DJ Crippled Wheel Pete will keep the energy high and the nostalgia higher, so prepare for a journey through the best, and weirdest, eras of music. Show up in your most, throwback but make it fashion, outfit, grab a drink, and prepare for a night of memories, chaos, and maybe a few regrettable dance moves, reads the listing. Jan. 26. There's board game meetup at Arrowwood Games at 38157 2 Avenue from 7 to 10:30 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Be well aware winter tires didn't forget. Since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the Four Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of four matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets, Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side, 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side, Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the Crescent, No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side, Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues to note on the highway asterisk on Highway 99, northbound, watch for road maintenance work between Lions Bay Avenue and Porto Cove Road for 1.8 kilometers, Lions Bay, until Friday, January 24th. From 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. The right lane will be closed. The outbound off-ramp at Brunswick Beach Road will be closed for barrier removal. Gas prices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley. Dr. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. You will find petrol for 172.9 per liter at AC Gas at 7432 Prospect Street. The cheapest gas in North Vancouver is 178.9 per liter at the Petro-Canada at 1245 Lonsdale Avenue, according to GasBuddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 148.7 per liter at Super Save Gas at 2773 Central Avenue.